إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد أيها المسلمون عباد الله, as we approach the end of this blessed month of Ramadan, and on this last Jumu'ah, the last Friday of this month of Ramadan, perhaps we ought to ask ourselves a few questions to gauge how much we benefited from this month, this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, I need to ask myself, then the rest of you need to ask yourselves these questions. Question number one: have you realized the purpose of fasting? And have you attained that goal behind fasting? Question number two: has your heart become humbly submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Question number three: will I continue upon obedience after the month of Ramadan? And the last question that we need to be asking ourselves is, at this time, near the end of the month of Ramadan, what opinion do I have of Allah? What do I think of Allah at this time? Let's go back to each of these questions and try to address them individually. As for the first question, then it is, have you realized the purpose behind your fasting, and have you attained the goal for which you have fasted? I'm sure that all of us realizes that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not prescribe fasting for us so that we would suffer, so we would experience hunger and thirst and tire ourselves out. Rather, the main goal, the primary goal behind fasting is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made abundantly clear in the Quran when He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who have believed, fasting has been ordained for you. It has been made an obligation upon you, as it was made an obligation upon those before you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Here is the main and the primary reason behind your fasting, and it is that you attain at-taqwa, piety, closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. consciousness and an awareness that Allah Jalla wa Ala is ever watchful over you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It's been what? About 26 days now. We have been fasting during the days of Ramadan and spending a portion of the night in voluntary prayer standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each of us should be asking ourselves, Ya Nafs, have you attained the goal behind fasting? Have you realized the purpose of fasting? At-taqwa? Perhaps we need to remind ourselves though of what at-taqwa is. At-taqwa, ayyuha al-ahibba, comes from a root word in the Arabic language, which means to protect oneself and to place a barrier between oneself and that which he or she fears. And according to the Sharia, the definition of at-taqwa then is to place a barrier between ourselves and the wrath and the anger and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way that this is attained is by fulfilling our obligations and our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by abstaining from the prohibitions of Allah jalla sha'nuh. This is the bottom line. As a matter of fact, the attainment of at-taqwa is the purpose of our creation. And we can prove that through the Qur'an. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn nor mankind except to worship me, to serve me. So one may say, where is the taqwa in that? But look in the Qur'an again. Look in the Qur'an again. And you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing us. Ya ayyuha al-nas, u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum wal-ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Ya ayyuha al-nas, u'budu rabbakum. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O people, worship your Lord, who created you and those before you. And what is the purpose of that ibadah, of that worship? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you can attain at-taqwa, so that you can attain this piety which we are speaking of. This is the advice and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the peoples, from the first to the last of them. Allah Jalla Sha'nuhu says in the Qur'an, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, and we have ordained, and we have commanded, and we admonish you, or we have admonished, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We have admonished those who were given the scripture before you, وَإِيَّاكُمْ and you, أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, to have التَّقْوَى of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his companions and us. For from the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyata radiyallahu anhu arbaah, we learn how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering an eloquent speech. He was addressing them in an extremely emotional manner. So the Sahaba thought that perhaps this is a farewell address, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be leaving them. So they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أوصنا, that O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this address of yours, it's as though it's the last one you are going to make, so advise us. And what was the response? The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said to them, أوصيكم بتقوى الله عز وجل, that I advise you, I admonish you to have taqwa of Allah عز وجل. And of course, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the way that the righteous continue to advise one another. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu arda said to Umar, Ya Umar, usika bi taqwa Allah. Umar radiyallahu anhu arda said to his son Abdullah, Ya Bunay, usika bi taqwa Allah, and so on. At-taqwa, this is the main purpose behind our fasting. So let me ask myself, and you ask yourself, have I seen any change in myself? Now that Ramadan has come upon me, I have fasted 26 days. Are there any changes in my life? Do I feel closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now every step that I take, am I more conscious and am I more aware that Allah jalla wa ala is watching me? Am I more fearful of Allah azza wa jal? And as a result of it, I am quick in obeying Allah jalla wa ala. And I am cautious in that I remain far away from all that which angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أيها الأحبة في الله. التقوى is the way through which we purify our souls. And it is the way in which we can better our manners and our character. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for us all of the different ibadat, amongst them as-siyam or fasting during the month of Ramadan. Let's now move on to the next question. Has your heart humbly submitted itself before Allah Jalla Sha'nu? In other words, have I realized truly who I am? Do I realize that I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I realize just how insignificant I am? Do I realize that I am completely and fully dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-khushur. What is the essence of it? What is the true meaning of humbly submitting our heart before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It consists of three ingredients. The one is to receive the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility. The second ingredient is to surrender and to submit to the laws and the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third ingredient is to have fear of Allah jalla sha'nuh. Where do we get all of this from? From the Qur'an and from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us really who we are, causes us to humble ourselves before Him. He says jalla sha'nuhu in the Qur'an, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. He says what means, it is not, in other words, it is not proper, it is not becoming, it is not acceptable, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ, for a believing man, nor a believing woman. إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا نَكِرًا. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decide on a matter, it is not for a believing man or woman. When Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decide on any matter, it is not for them to have any choice in it. You have no choice. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says do, we do without asking. Why? What is in it for me? This is not the way of the believers. It is not for us to question the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like those who say, I will do it as long as I understand the wisdom behind it. Allah jalla wa ala teaches us what our slogan should be. إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. The only statement, the only thing you will hear from the believers, إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم. When they are called, when they are invited to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to judge between them, the only statement you will hear from them is سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, that we hear and we obey. This is why we said this question has to come to our mind: has my heart humbly submitted itself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I of those who continuously question all of these rules and regulations, all of the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When I'm told that I have to pray 5 times a day, when I'm told that I have to pay the zakah, when I'm told that I have to abstain from dealing with interest, when I'm told that I have to wear the hijab, when I'm told that I have to do this, when I'm told that I have to abstain from that, do I say sami'na wa ata'na, I've heard and I've obeyed? Or do I question these things? We said a third ingredient of khushu' al-qalb, of the humble heart, is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although there are those misguided ones amongst us who might say, never, I will never worship Allah jalla wa ala out of fear, but only out of love for Him. Of course, such people have very clearly contradicted the teaching of the Qur'an. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself said, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, and fear me if truly you are believers. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essential so that we can humble ourselves before Him. If we fear the meeting with Allah jalla wa ala, if we truly fear that meeting, then our whole lives will be different. Before we take a single step, before we make any decision, we will ask ourselves, what does Allah have to say about this? Before I enter a business transaction, before I decide to do anything, as we said, before I start questioning certain forms of worship, I will ask myself, how will I respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? Unfortunately, there are those amongst us who, when we look to the Qur'an, we only look to those verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His forgiveness, where Allah jalla wa ala speaks of how He overlooks our faults. But we fail to look at those verses in which Allah jalla wa ala warns us of His swift and severe punishment. Allah jalla wa ala has promised us forgiveness as long as we strive and we try to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgiveness is for those who make mistakes, not those who intentionally disobey Allah jalla wa ala, who make mistakes, who make a bad call, and then they return back to Allah jalla wa ala and beg of His forgiveness. And so you find a great many of us who go through this life, and every time we are reminded of a duty that we owe to Allah jalla wa ala, ya akhi, pray, it is time for salah, we say to them, don't bother me, inna allaha ghafoorun raheem, Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. Ya akhi, fast during this month of Ramadan, it's okay, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. Don't do this, it is displeasing to Allah jalla wa ala, He is forbidden it in the Quran. Ya akhi, times have changed. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Wallahi, these are the types of answers that we hear. These are hearts which have not humbly submitted themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hearts that have no fear in them of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is known about him that he used to always cry. They used to hear the sound coming from his chest when he used to try to keep the crying inside of him when he was leading them in the salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, لو تعلمون ما أعلم لبكيتم كثيرا لبحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. If you knew what I know, you would laugh little and you would weep much. Let me give you one example of those who followed in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa arda. And we all by now should know who he is, and we even spoke about him on a previous occasion. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, who when he took one path, the shaytan, the devil would fear him and would take another path. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, who was promised a place in Jannah, in paradise. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, when he was lying there on his deathbed, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma entered upon him. And he said to Umar, receive glad tidings. You should be happy today. You were a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he died, he was pleased with you. And you accompanied many of his companions, the best of those who lived. And if you were to die now, trust me, you would die while they are pleased with you. In addition to all of that, Ya Umar, here you are about to die, and you have been martyred, you have been killed by an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Receive glad tidings. Then Umar radiallahu anhu arba looks to him and said, إِنَّمَا الْمَغْرُورُ مَنْ غَرَرْتُمُوهُ. The deceived one is the one that you are able to deceive. And then he said to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said to him, Wallahi, if I had in my possession all of the gold on the face of this earth, if I had all the treasures of this earth in my hands today, I would use it to ransom myself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is fear of Allah jalla shanu. So the second question was, has your heart humbly submitted itself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you received the commands of Allah Jalla wa Ala with utmost humility? And have you surrendered and submitted to the laws and the decrees of Allah Jalla wa Ala? And is your heart filled with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. The third question that we want to try and answer, and of course each and every one of us has to answer these questions for themselves with complete honesty. So the third question that we want to ask ourselves is, Ya Nafs, will you continue upon obedience after the month of Ramadan? Ya Subhanallah, Ramadan came upon us and all of a sudden we are establishing the five daily prayers. MashaAllah, this is wonderful. Ramadan has come upon us and we are keen to even stay up a portion of the night offering voluntary extra prayers before Allah Azza wa Jal. Wonderful and beautiful. Ramadan has come upon us and we feel generous and we are giving charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is great and it is wonderful. But will this continue after the month of Ramadan? Or is it that when Ramadan passes by, we will forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we of those who think that Allah is the Lord of Ramadan and He observes us and He judges us during the month of Ramadan, but after the month of Ramadan Allah is not aware of what we do? Or are we of those who think that Ramadan is an opportunity to stack up, to stock up for the rest of the year? So after Ramadan passes by, I will live on my savings from Ramadan. Unfortunately, again, this is the condition of some amongst us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being amongst those. Those who have been deceived by the shaytan, remember that Allah Jalla wa Ala, the one for whom you claim to be fasting, yes, He from above the seven heavens made fasting an obligation upon you during the month of Ramadan. But it is that same Allah, that same Lord, who has made the five daily prayers an obligation upon you throughout the year. Have we forgotten this? As we said, it's wonderful that we are regular with our salawat in Ramadan, and we should be. But we should be this way all the time. Ramadan came as a training season for us. Ramadan comes every year to remind us of our duty towards Allah. Ramadan is an opportunity for us to recharge our spiritual batteries, not to collect savings for the rest of the year. La wallah. This has to continue after Ramadan. I'm not saying that you have to fast every day after Ramadan, but from this year until the next. Alhamdulillah, we were capable and we were able to bring ourselves to fast during this month. Can we not do so for just a few days before the next Ramadan? We have established our five daily prayers during the month of Ramadan. Know and rest assured that that obligation remains upon us even after the month of Ramadan. It does not change in any way, shape or form. Your five daily prayers in Ramadan are not worth any more than they are after the month of Ramadan. As-salah is prescribed throughout the entire year. So please, let us keep this in mind. Remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُولًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. Those glad tidings that people will receive at the time of death, when the angels will descend upon them and say to them, that receive glad tidings of that paradise which you were being promised. We were your companions in the life of this world, and we will be so in the hereafter. And for you in paradise is all that your hearts desire. Do you think that those who pray only during Ramadan are amongst that group of people? Absolutely not. And I can guarantee you so, because Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us so. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah Jalla wa Ala says that this is for those who say, indeed, our Lord is Allah, and then they remain constant upon that. They remain firm upon that. So they don't only worship Allah from season to season. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the year. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord, as Allah Jalla wa Ala says, until the certainty comes upon you. In other words, until death comes upon you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked a question on one occasion. He was asked, tell me something, that after this I don't have to ask anyone of anything about Islam after this. He said to that individual, قُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say with your heart. Say with your limbs. Say with your entire being, my Lord is Allah. And then remain firm and constant upon that. The last question we wanted to look at was, and of course this is for those who have been observing the fast of Ramadan as prescribed by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you feel about Allah at this very moment, as you approach the end of Ramadan? what opinion do you have of Allahu Jalla wa Ala? You see, Allahu Azza wa Jalla tells us, as in the Hadith Qudsi, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, that I am just as my slave thinks I am. In other words, I will do for my slave whatever they think that I'm capable of doing for them. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will be as we expect Him to be. If we have a good opinion of Allah, then Allah Jalla wa Ala will fulfill our desires. But I repeat, this is not for those who have false hopes. Those who say, well, I'm not going to pray and fast, but you know, I have a good opinion of Allah that He will forgive me. La wallah. This is false hope. This does not apply to such people. And we already proved this from the Quran. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي, and I am with him when he remembered me. فَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي أَحِبَّتِي فِي اللَّهِ. This is the last hadith that I'm going to mention بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى this afternoon. I want that each of us lives with this hadith. It's not me who is speaking here. These are the words of Allahu Azza wa Jal as related to us by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Allah talking to me. This is Allah talking to you. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, I am exactly as my slave wants me to be. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي, and I am with him when he remembers me. فَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي, and when he remembers me within himself, in his heart, I remember him within myself. وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ, and when he remembers me amongst a group of people, then I remember him in a group which is better than that. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jalla will remember you and will make mention of you amongst the angels. Amongst the angels in the heavens. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in this hadith, وَإِن تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ ذِرَاعًا, and if he were to come close to me, a handspan, I will come close to him an armspan. وَإِن تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to you and he is saying to me, that if he comes close to me an armspan, I will come close to him two armspans. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلًا, and if he comes to me walking, then I will come to him rushing. أَيُّهَا الْأَحِبَّةُ فِي اللَّهِ. So what is your opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today? Those who fasted the month of Ramadan, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, those who fasted the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith, no faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing that this is an obligation that we owe to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and hoping for reward from none other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who have attempted to spend Laylatul Qadr in prayer and worship for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, out of faith in Him, hoping for reward from Him, do you not recall that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted us that glad tiding, that those who do so, those who spend Ramadan fasting for Allah's sake and hoping for His reward, and those who spend the night in prayer for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal during this blessed month of Ramadan, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, then all their previous sins shall be forgiven. This is the hope that I should have today. This is the hope that you should have today. That here we are. We have spent this month, and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, the remainder of this month as well, we will spend it fasting and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of faith in Him and hoping for reward from Him, knowing that bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, all our previous sins will be forgiven. So what is your opinion of Allah today? Let it be that yes, you are absolutely certain and confident that Allah Jalla wa'ala will forgive you your previous sins. But remember that after the month of Ramadan then, you have to maintain that status of yours with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الكفرة والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وأهلك الزنادقة والملحدين. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ورافع الدرجات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين وقض الدين عن المدينين واشف اللهم مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتاهم أجمعين يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم اكتبنا في هذا الشهر الكريم من المقبولين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا فغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. اللهم وفقنا لقيام ليلة القدر على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا. اللهم اختم لنا هذا الشهر على خير. اللهم اختم لنا هذا الشهر برضوانك. اللهم اختم لنا هذا الشهر برضوانك. اللهم اختم لنا هذا الشهر برضوانك. اللهم اجعل هذا الشهر شاهدا لنا لا علينا. اللهم اجعل هذا الشهر شاهدا لنا لا علينا. اللهم اجعل هذا الشهر شاهدا لنا لا علينا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله.